Welcome to Extra Extra, presented by VDG Sports. I'm your host, Vince Douglas Gregory. No filter. Very censored. No singing, no dancing, and definitely no chest popping. Not this time. I'm more reserved because I don't know how it came to this. I don't know how I let myself go again, but I realized what was occurring and what was happening, and I didn't need the indicators to let me know about this. But hey, and no, I'm not talking about engine destroying or anything to that nature. I'm talking about me and my body, and not exercise or working out either. Noobs, thank you for giving me opportunity. Thank you for giving me a chance. That's all I ever want. That's all I've asked for. But now it's on to the regs. Regs, we back at it again. Regs, we are back at it again. It feels like every day. But it's not every day. It just feels that way because we have a special, and it's unique bond that we share. We don't know what to call it. We don't have a name for it. Sometime in the future, we will come back to this moment in time in the present and say, this is what it is. This is what it was. This is what it always will be. We will rewrite history like that because when the past come, depending on how far back, we will change it up and say that's what it always was. Do something. And that's not us. That's us telling other people to do something, like change our mind about what it actually was called and what it actually was. And far as the time frame, choose your own adventure. In other words, fill in the blank. Sharing is caring. But you shouldn't share everything. Sharing is caring, but you should not share everything. Okay, this has been a long time coming because I feel as though I let myself go, and no hater, not in that sense, no negative Nancy, not in that way either. What I'm talking about is I haven't been living up to the high standards that my body demands. I know. And no, it's not the I know he. This is the I know ha. And there's a difference, regs, who don't understand that. And noobs, go back and review the Stalker documents and you will see it is well documented. It comes up all the time. And no Vince's notes on these either, because I need to get to singing like a bird. I need to get to singing like a bird. No Vince's note on this one. Just know that there's two difference. Ha ha and hee hee. I haven't been living up to the high standards that I set for myself. And these are high standards that my body demands. They're things that I normally used to could do, but can't do anymore, or there's more involved with me having to get back to where it used to be. And I'm just going to go ahead and wear it like a badge of honor and say that it's extremely high standards. It's extremely picky. It's extremely, I guess we can say the word bougie. Like, I give you an example, but this is, I give you an example, but this isn't what I'm really, really talking about. I will get to it. And example, I've been eating food that's been cooked for so long. I don't think I'm just going to go back to eating food that's raw and not cooked. Even if the item is good, raw and uncooked, if I can cook it and it tastes better cooked, I'm going to cook it. Now, if it's something that doesn't necessarily need cooking and is considered raw and we're just semantics and we're just playing games, this is the Spider-Man meme, then nah. I'm not going to go down your rabbit hole. I'm not going to go down your rabbit hole. And I'm not going to go down that rabbit hole. You know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the stuff that's normally cooked that ain't being cooked anymore because there's a new lifestyle choice or a new way of life. I ain't about that life. I'm about the other life. I'm about the other high standards life. I am. And that's me not going back to hitting sticks together to create a fire when I got items and there's technology that will give me that. And I know I done went on a rampage once before about maps. I ain't going back to a paper map. I ain't going back to a map that I got to keep in my car. If I got a map on my phone or if I got a map in my car, I'm going to utilize the tools necessary to be more efficient and necessary to make me feel good and necessary to put a smile on my face in that sense. And those are examples. But what I'm talking about, living up and staying up to the high standards is exercising in particular is one, but it's not the exercise that you think. It's the stretching before the exercise. It's the getting ramped up. It's the warm up part to the exercise. See, way back in the day, many decades ago, the warm up was like a suggestion to me. The warm up was like, oh, hey, if you're a little bit cool or if you're a little bit chilly, just go ahead and do something to not necessarily break a sweat, but to let your body know it's about to be, it's about to get some action. It's about to be in motion that it's normally not doing for the other hours of the day. Now, the warm-up consists of me stretching, me actually warming up for the 10 to 20 to 30 minutes and getting the body ready for the extreme exercise that is about to take place and that is about to go. If I skip it, I will know. If I skip it, I will feel it. If I skip it, I will regret it. I know. It's so bougie of me. I know. It is so me standing up on my pedestal, looking down at everybody else and saying, look at me. I actually warm up. Look at me. I actually do what's necessary to feel good, to be in a good mood, to not have, not being able to sleep at night. And I like to sleep at night. It may not seem that way. I done fell out with Team No Sleep. I'm not a part of Team No Sleep anymore. Team No Sleep is something that I'm not going to say despise. I don't know they exist. That's how deep this is. So I like to get my rest, even though there's a multitude of things that keep me up at night. There's several things that keep me up at night. And being 100% or even in the 90s, there are certain things that I have to do. But let me just go ahead and keep going. Because the exercise, it's one, but it's not the main thing that brought me here. It's not the main story that I want to tell. It's not the main thing that's going to have me or having me sing like a bird with my bird-like voice. With my bird-like voice. It's the lotion. It is the lotion. I already do the other stuff, and I'm not going to just go down a list and just name off and rattle off a list. You can put the historical documents together, and the list is there. Or you can hit me in IRL, but just let me know where you're coming from in the future, so I can have an idea of where the conversation should go and will go and have an inkling of what we are talking about. You just can't hit me up and throw stuff out there because we're having a conversation all the time. about everything from the present, past, and about the future. So I gotta know. I gotta know which way to time travel. I really and truly do. But it's the lotion. And it's not like I mentioned previous about letting my body know and tell me that, hey, you need some lotion because you can take your finger and you can just like write letters and take notes and stuff on your arm. And that's like an indicator to let you know that you need some lotion, that your skin is dry. I didn't and I haven't done that. It's just that I felt some kind of way. My skin just wasn't soft. My skin wasn't feeling how I wanted to feel. And then there was some cracks in the armor. It wasn't to the level where I could write out, take notes, spell my name, and do all sorts of stuff like that. It wasn't to that level, not just yet, but I didn't want it to get to that level. And I was realizing that I was doing and going through and I was doing and I was going through so many things that was the one thing that I was leaving off my routine. And this is the routine that you do when you are living that high life, bird-like voice. The high life with the high standards where you just don't hop in the shower and just wash two body parts and hop out. Nah, you hop in, you wash every single part, including the legs, peeps. And I'm not going to have that argument. You just don't let the soap trickle down and say, hey, I wash my legs. Because if you take your finger and then you scratch your leg and if it make a mark and that mark that is leaving is dirt coming up and then you look at under your nail and there's dirt, guess what? Your way don't work. And I just saved you some heartache. I just saved you some embarrassment and I just saved you from yourself. And I'm not going to say you're welcome because that's what we do here. Free advice. That's what I will say. So when you're taking a shower, you wash everything. You stay in there a bit. You maybe wash your hair. You maybe condition your hair. That's optional. But if you want your hair to be silky smooth and fresh, you know what you need to do. And then you're doing all that stuff and you done spent some time in. And I guess that's why they call it a Hollywood shower. I guess that's why they call it, you know, bougie. I guess that's why they call it high standards, because you actually take the time to clean yourself properly. And when you do that, a sufficient amount of time has passed by, and then you ain't done then. You got to do the other parts, and the other part is dry off. And then when you dry off, you need the lotion. You need to put the bounce back in your body that you just took out. Well, I was neglecting that part because I done already spent so much time and I was just in a rush to make my next appointment that I set for myself, and being on time with all of the stuff that I planned, or having an ideal of being on time with some of the things that I set up and wanted to do and wanted to try. A lot of time is going by. And so I was just skipping parts here and there. And there's no halfway in. You either in or you're out. And that's when I realized, and that's when my hamster said, hey, bro, I ain't been running. I haven't been running and I need to run. And then he took off and he started running. And then a light came on after he started running. I was like, you know what? I've been missing this key part of the process. I haven't been utilizing the lotion properly. And then I looked and I bought stuff in bulk. As most of you know, noob, now you know, bulk. So there's like a bulk of things. So I don't have to like just randomly just go and buy stuff. And that's how they get you in the store. You get in the store, you need something. Then you see some other stuff. Then you see some other stuff. And then next thing you know, you done went in for one item, you leaving with 30. Been there, done that. I know your game, and I done broke it. I got the cheat code. You go back and review the store documents for the cheat code. So I buy in bulk. And I looked and I noticed that all of my lotion, it was pretty much the same that it's been for months. And I was like, you know, why is that the case? Why is everything else running out and needing replacing, or me going to get to replace, or me putting out the box and replacing it in the bathroom or the living room or wherever it needs to go? And but yet the lotion has yet to move. And then that's when my hamster hit me again, because he was running a sprint then. And that's when moment of clarity came and just smacked me in the face and said, yo, you kidding, right? And I was like, yeah, I'm kidding. I ain't been using lotion like I should. I ain't been using lotion like I should. I have just enough to not be able to write my name and take notes on my body, but to have it fresh, to have it replenished, to have it soft and not hard and not good to touch. And I'm talking about me touching myself. And no, I don't have the I love me jacket on. Those things hurt. And so that's why. And this is something that's not going to keep me up at night, because I got the solution. I know what I need to do. I need to up the ante and go all in, push all of my chips to the table and say, those high standards, they need to go up more levels. Them high standards need to go up more levels, because I ain't meeting the levels now. Or if I am, they ain't good enough. It's not good enough. I need more time. I need to take more time. I need to be more aware. Not necessarily efficient, because the efficiency is going to eventually come with the repetitions that I truly, really don't like, but it must be done. It is the way. Thank you for listening. Be sure to check out the new and improved website, extravdgsports.com. That is extravdgsports.com. There's a YouTube as well. We are growing. And that is extravdg. That is xtravdg. Like, subscribe, share. Basically do whatever it is you do there. Comment if you must. Comment if you may. We clap back. Noob, thank you for giving me an opportunity. Thank you for giving me a chance. That's all I can ask for. That's all I ever want. Thank you again. Doesn't matter how long you stayed. And it doesn't even, if you're getting this, everybody else is getting it, and they know the appreciation that I have for you. Regs, I'm just going to keep it 100 and say, peace out. We'll be right back.